The plan would no longer award state talent incentive grants to someone based on being black, Indian, Hispanic, or Hmong. The grants range from $600 to $1,800 and are given to the most needy and educationally disadvantaged college-bound students. The move angered Democrats like Tamber Grigsby, an African-American lawmaker from Milwaukee.
What are you so scared of that people who look like me are getting that people who look like you aren't?
But Republicans like Dean Knutson said minority students could still qualify for scholarships under other factors, such as their income or family history. Knutson said the state needed to move away from considering race.
It's time for us to make baby steps towards being colorblind, and this is a step in the right direction.
This plan came out of nowhere last night when it was tacked on to an otherwise uncontroversial higher education bill. Democrats like Janet Buley of Ashland attacked it for hours on end, finishing only after the sun came up.
We will not let this go unnoticed.
What made the whole night even stranger was that the amendment was actually proposed by a Democrat, Peggy Krusik of Milwaukee. Republican Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald pointed that out as he asked Democrats what they were hoping for with their filibuster.
You guys might be evil geniuses right now because this is the craziest political move I've ever seen.
Democrats used a procedural move to delay a final vote on this plan. That means the Assembly will debate it again when it returns to session tomorrow. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.